This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News headlines for Friday, November 7th. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kemble is reporting in the Daily Freeman that a chief opponent of a proposed 178-mile oil pipeline that would run from Albany to New Jersey urged the developer Thursday, November 6th, to stop telling property owners that they will face court action if they bar from their land the developer's surveyors. Jeff Tittle, director of the New Jersey Sierra Club, said lawyers for Pilgrim Pipeline LLC have sent letters to property owners stating that the company will go to court to secure rights to enter the properties. Tittle said Pilgrim and its attorney are going about this in a way, quote, that is not only morally wrong, it's legally false, unquote. Pilgrim wants to send Bakken crude oil from Albany to Linden, New Jersey via pipes following a route that largely is part of the New York Thruway Corridor. Refined fuel product would then be sent back from Linden to Albany via the same system. Right of entry and survey permission agreements have been sent by Pilgrim to property owners in Rosendale and Ulster County. Company representatives are expected to attend the Rosendale Town Board meeting on Wednesday, November 12th, to discuss the project. Speaking with the media, a Pilgrim representative disagreed with the contention that property owners were threatened. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Ryan Anglin is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Durham Town Board adopted the town's preliminary 2015 budget on Tuesday, November 4th. The $1.7 million spending plan represents a 1.5% increase over the previous year, requiring the tax levy to be raised by 0.5 percentage point. Town Supervisor William Carr Jr. said the town was fortunate enough to reduce health insurance costs a few years ago, and those savings have benefited the town. The budget included increased allocations of approximately 10% to both the East Durham and Oak Hill Durham Volunteer Fire Companies. You can read the full story in the Daily Mail. Arthur Cassano is reporting in the Register Star that Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett, Wednesday, November 5th, filed a restraining order in state Supreme Court to impound ballots in the aftermath of the general election Tuesday. Incumbent Barrett, a Democrat, is in a tight race for the 106th Assembly District against Republican challenger Mike Kelsey. Following the count election night, Barrett led Kelsey by 141 votes. There are approximately 2,000 absentee ballots still to be counted. That count is scheduled to occur Tuesday, November 18th. Barrett, a Hudson resident, has claimed victory in the race. She said the decision to secure the ballots would preserve her lead. You can read the full story in the Register Star. Today is Friday, November 7th, 2014, and the National Weather Service predicts a slight chance of showers today, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 47. There's a prediction for a low around 28 tonight. Saturday should be partly sunny with a high near 47 and a chance of rain showers Saturday night before 1 a.m., possibly changing to snow afterwards, mostly cloudy with a low around 32. Sunday, a slight chance of rain showers, partly sunny with a high near 48 and a low around 31. And then Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 52. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acra.